Our single greatest threat from Planet X will be the manner in which it interacts with our own Sun. As Planet X approaches its closest point to the Sun, a violent cosmic duel will ensue, and it will last for many months. When that happens, our beautiful blue-green planet will be slammed by numerous perfect solar storms and cosmic lightning. In the Colburn Bible, the ancient Egyptians warn us that we will be so stricken with fear that women will become barren and men will become impotent. That is why our governments are doing the right things, right now, and as quickly as possible. Industrialized governments all across the globe are working feverishly to launch a vast fleet of solar observatories into space between now and 2008. Many of these satellites are already operational, and they will help our governments to sound the alarm in time for us to seek shelter from the deadly radiation of violent solar storms. Our governments are also utilizing every available spacecraft, and the operational status of older spacecraft such as the Hubble Space Telescope and the SOHO Solar Observatory have been extended far beyond their originally planned mission lifespans. Still the same, these assets are vulnerable to violent storms as well.
John, I would like to mention that I think we should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living. We've got a lot of evidence to indicate that these solar storms are coming soon. We could talk about Planet X and how it is exciting the Sun and beginning to excite the Sun after its this two-year lull in solar activity, which I believe was due to Planet X passing below Jupiter, and Planet X and its hordes of surrounding comets interacting electrically with Jupiter, drawing electrical fire away from the Sun and toward Jupiter. But that was just a temporary lull before the storm. Now we can expect solar blasting. How are we going to prepare to live without power? Number two, how are we going to prepare to live when we are being blasted by the Sun with temperatures scorching, burning up, people dying on the surface of the Earth from intense solar blasting?
You watch the Sun activity, I watch the Sun activity. It seems like there's some concern over this region that's getting us in its sights, I think, by tomorrow. You know, you think to yourself, right, if something major did go down and you're looking back on it, what would people be saying to themselves? Well, geez, people that talk about the stuff that I talk about, the stuff that you talk about, Sheldon, a lot of people think that we're paranoid or we fear-monger, stuff like that. But just because we talk about scary stuff, I mean, you kind of have to talk about it in order to, like you said, put the dots, connect the dots. And no, I don't think we'll ever get an official word that something's going to occur unless they give it to us when it's really too late for anybody to do anything about it. Remember when we were in all the headlines a couple months ago were all about a solar storm that we had? It made mainstream headline news. We had a major solar storm. They were calling it a solar storm. You know, mainstream media, that thing got ejected off the Sun, and it took a couple days to hit us, and they didn't bother making that headline news until, well, I know it came out on Drudge Report at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon was when they finally switched the main headline to incoming solar storm or whatever it was. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, geez, these guys knew that it left like Sunday, And here it is Wednesday, and they're telling us like 3-4 hours before it's going to actually hit the planet. It didn't make me feel too secure. But my point is, if something major did happen, and, you know, people can say, oh, well, you know, hey, Darren's being a little paranoid. He's talking about the web bot and he's trying to piece all these things together. But really, that's the only way you can do it. And if something did happen, you're looking back on it, you look back at the signs that you possibly missed. I mean, a filament that can reach from the sun to our moon seems like that's something that we should take fairly seriously, I think.
Solar flares are starting up again after a very long hiatus, and they are predicted to be unbelievable. NASA warns that the recent massive flare wasn't an anomaly. It's just the beginning. A massive solar storm is building up that could wipe out Earth's entire power grid. Similar storms in 1959, 1921, 1859 wiped out telegraph wires on a massive scale. NASA says that a similar storm today could cause $1 to $2 trillion in damages to society's high-tech infrastructure and require 4 to 10 years for complete recovery. Can you believe that? Could be the worst and most violent in 100 years.
Remember, this thing is packing one bodacious, hellacious gravitational field and one bodacious, hellacious electromagnetic field. It is really nasty. Anything is possible. You roll the Earth over on its side, yeah, you're going to have tsunamis and winds and all kinds of crazy things going on. The thing heads up over the top of the sun and triggers some kind of an interaction with the sun because it's got a methane atmosphere, and there's this huge gravitational tug of war, if you would, like between the sun and the second heaviest body in the solar system. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen? The Revelation describes it where the sun gets so hot that it literally scorches the Earth in chapter 16.
We have the unusual situation now with the sun where the energy of the sun in the ultraviolet range is dropping, which is normal, but the energy output in the visible range is increasing, which is contrary to the theoretical and experimental observations of the black body concept. So something else is going on with the sun, something very strange. And so something is acting very much unlike what the sun should be acting like.
Weather and emergency management officials spent 2 days in Colorado this week. They were preparing for a storm far bigger than Katrina, one that could leave millions of people without electricity, running water, or phone service. This type of storm begins on the surface of the sun.
Tom Bogdan directs the Space Weather Prediction Center in Boulder. He was one of the U.S. officials who took part in a tabletop exercise there this week. It was based on massive solar storms that Craig Fugate, the administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also took part in the tabletop exercise. He says it showed that in many ways solar storms are a lot like storms on Earth. But Fugate says a solar Katrina would present at least one unique challenge for agencies like his.
Unlike a lot of natural hazards that are point specific, this would actually occur depending upon the rotation of the Earth on the sunlit side, and then ultimately as the geomagnetic storm took place and the impacts on satellites, perhaps worldwide.
They say we're going to scorch, but also they say we're also going to block out the sun and it could be cold too. So there's two different takes on that. If they had 40 years, they wouldn't be speeding up the moves to Denver of the CIA, mm-hmm. the NSA, everybody's cleared out of there.
Yeah, they all cleared out of Washington.
Because they're expecting the tsunamis and the earth changes.
I heard something that Washington, D.C., just in a few years, is going to be completely underwater.
Jupiter is reaching its perihelion point where it's closest to the sun, and therefore it will electrically excite and gravitationally excite the sun to flare out. But at the same time, you'll have Planet X coming in, too. The National Academy of Sciences doesn't want to talk about Planet X. They just want to talk about the effects. Because in a way, they're trying to subtly warn us that we're about to undergo great destruction. They say the power grids will be destroyed. It happened already. It's not speculation. It's based upon experience.
The UV readings on the Earth are just, you know, going off the charts. I don't know if you know that, but especially this summer. I mean, it is actually dangerous to be outside in 95% of the United States right now. And I mean highly dangerous. The UV readings are off the charts. It is outrageous. What they were scaling at 5 years ago is now double that right now. And they're really not telling anybody. Yeah, it goes up to 14 because they never even hit 10 5 years ago. And now the whole entire southern half of the United States and Mexico is at 10. And they don't have anything higher. And so they have to raise it higher. And because there's no way you can get an accurate measurement of the UV. And this is all part of the whole thing. You know, all the planets in the solar system are heating up right now. It's not just the Earth.